Toast to the good life right here on T-Life.
Hey, Nation TFM here. Yo, it's T-Bay. Okay, so I saw this recipe, how to make eggless kaya. You know, kaya is kind of our essential in Malaysia where we have to have it with our breads and everything, right? So this one, I have to share it with you. First, what you're going to do, take 10 pieces of pandan leaves, wash them, cook them in boiling water for about 10 minutes. After that, take it out and then blend it with 200 milliliters of santan. Then next, you're going to sieve the pandan mixture into a bowl and set it aside. Now, you don't want those pandan thing in the sieve tube. You only want what's the liquid that has come down, okay? Those are the golden liquid. Then you're going to blend another 300 grams of silken tofu. Don't add any water, okay? Add it into the pandan mixture. Mix everything together with a pinch of salt and a few teaspoons of sugar depending on how sweet you want it to be. Now, this is a very important part. We have to use what they call a double boiler method. So just boil a pot of water and then take your pandan tofu mixture in a bowl, place it on top. So make sure like it is a glass so that, you know, the heat transfers well, okay? Then place it on top, stir everything until it thickens. And according to the recipe, you have to stir about an hour. So a lot of hard work, but this is your eggless kaya. It's rich, it's creamy, and it tastes just as good as it. You can put it into your fridge and it can last up to 2 weeks. And I think like a lot of people will actually enjoy this. I want to try it this weekend, TFM.